Thank God, everybody. Praise God. This season is Thanksgiving, and the great country we live in, U.S., and we have Thanksgiving holiday. And I'm not sure any other country has the same that we have, and that's really, really good for us. So we can join corporately with the Lord and giving him thanks. Interesting. The moment Pastor Ernest didn't say something, I have other message I want to share today. I wrote it down already, and the moment Pastor Ernestine mentioned, and I felt that the Lord wanted me to share on Thanksgiving message. And the Lord taught me great detail on Thanksgiving. I hope I can deliver tonight. Is in a good way. I trust Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that you deliver a message to touch your people. Thanksgiving is you requires is a command, and for us to live a thankful heart because for our good. Father, we thank you. Let that attitude in us continue daily, not just like once a year. Father, I thank you tonight. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. Open our heart, our soul. Fill us with your wisdom. Fill us with your grace so we can run, we can live our life with thankful heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk about in everything, give thanks. This thing we are not born with, we are born with selfishness, that's human nature, human reasoning. And giving thanks is required, diligent. And also require understanding because the devil doesn't want us to live in a thankful heart, a grateful heart. A thankful heart is good for us and also open heaven for us. A person that ungrateful, the Bible calls sin. All unrighteousness is sin. So when we look at all unrighteousness listed is unthankful in second Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. Let's read it first and we'll find out. And then I will read all unrighteousness is seen. John 17, right? Although many other places. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. Let's read this. It's the word of God. We can read all the Paul listed the sin over here, right? All unrighteousness, basically. For men, we love this time of the end of the day, we're lovers of themselves. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parent, unthankful, unholy. So there you go. And all the things listed like in that unthankful is a sin in there. And many Christians I see that didn't pay attention about or recognizing the goodness of God, thanking God. And most like Christian, I talk with people every day. People like, asking God more than giving God thanks. When God give them something, they forget it. Maybe they give thanks once a while and forget it. And then when situation come, like, I think we should live in attitude of thanksgiving every day. And because it's command. And in old covenant and also new covenant. And we see right here, and we see that, let me read other verse. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, so we can see how the effect of unthankful. So, all right, verse 9. Do you know that the unrighteousness will not inherit the kingdom of God? Now, most people translated or interpret these verses concerning about heaven, but I believe this is talking about we are here on earth because the kingdom of God is not in eating, drinking, with righteousness, peace, joy, and Holy Spirit. And right here, if we walk in the flesh, I guarantee you, we don't have peace, we don't have joy, we don't have the goodness of God in our life. I've been there. So right here, the Bible tells us, so unthankful is also unrighteousness. Unrighteousness will not inherit blessing of God, the kingdom of God here on earth. So the way of to operate in the kingdom of God, we are in this world. We are not supposed to walk as people of this world, because our citizenship is in heaven. We must remember and know that we've been born again. Yes, we were born into this earth, but since we're born again, God has translated us from the kingdom of darkness to his kingdom, his son. That's Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 talking about it. So basic examples, just like my case, I was in Vietnam before, but now I'm in US, and everything that the law in Vietnam has no power over me. Now I can live as I used to live in Vietnam, but I will miss all the benefit in America if I didn't speak English, if I don't understand the culture, the benefit, the all the right that I have in US. I will miss all the goodness in US. The same thing in the kingdom of God. So one of the things that we lift up ourselves, we disqualify ourselves. God is not disqualifies, but when we don't recognize the thing that God has as a children of God, we participate in the kingdom of darkness without knowing. So basically that polluted us, and we will not inherit the blessing of God here on earth. For instance, talking about giving, talking about the peace, the joy of God, we will not experience here when we live here on earth. So unthankful is one of the things that the Lord doesn't want us to live, because we look at children of Israel when they left Egypt, all the power God displayed. They never said that, thank God. Maybe a moment they crossed the Red Sea, I would say. And the rest we see all complaining. And we easy to complain, easy to against God in our heart, in our mind. Where are you, God? Why you did not, meet my needs, so on and so forth. And easy for us. But the Bible tells us, let's read in but this is we see that this important. If we understand the scripture, if we really believe scripture, we need to practice the word that we read, just the word, just like the word on the page. We need to believe it as it is the word of God. And that would help us a lot. The purpose God word to teach us, so we don't have to trap into the tactic of what we recognize device from the devil trying to stop us from experience from God. Or right now we see right here so clear, and also in Ephesians talking about the same way, and also Galatians. So if we understand that, we should be avoided, which we should learn thanks, giving thanks to God, like our salvation. We can give him thanks concerning our salvation, concerning Holy Spirit, concerning praying in tongue. I thank God. The good news is if you pray in tongue a day, daily, that means you continue thanking God. That's a good news. So if we don't know how to give God thanks, but praying in tongue is one of way to thank God. I can open with you, First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 17. Let me go to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. This is a great psalm. We should memorize this psalm. I should. I need to do the study more on this in depth. So this is the word of God giving us guidance. So this is how we should conduct our life. And sometimes we don't pay attention. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise, or make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. That's commandment right there. Serve the Lord with gladness, with joyfully. And we talked about last time, God loves cheerful giver. Now, whatever we do, we say we do it to the Lord, but if we not do joyfully, we're not doing it to the Lord. This is, we say, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. That's commandment given us, not option. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. Okay. And verse 4, enter his gate with thanksgiving, into his court with praise. Be thankful and bless his name. For God, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generation. Now, when we come to the Lord, like most people come to God complaining, need all the need. But God right here, he telling us, come enter his gate with thanksgiving. That's how, God has emotion. So I'm not sure that you guys pay attention. When I go to the Lord, I don't go direct. I just talk to him and giving him thank, giving, praising him, all the goodness, all the things. And then watch this. And then I will add to a little bit my request, that kind of thing. Lord, I want this thing. What do you think about this thing? I think this is so good if I could have this thing. See, you see that you sneak out, not like the young the prodigal son, right? Give me the portion that belongs to me. You don't come to God that way. Either way, we come to the Lord with like all the need. God doesn't want to hear us. Maybe when we don't have need, we don't come to Him. So come to Him like as a His loving Father. Yes, He's God. So we need to recognize that. We need to recognize we come to Him, like serve the Lord with gladness. If we don't serve Him with gladness, guess what? A lot of calamity, a lot of the things that God intended us to have, we cannot experience. I guarantee you. There are multiple occasions I can show it in the Bible. If we don't have a thankful heart, we don't live daily, just wait for once a year, I would say that's so sad. This is Old Testament. Okay, let me turn on the New Testament. Okay, into His gate with thanksgiving, into His court with praise. Be thankful and bless His name. You know, when Paul and Silas pray and bless His name, guess what? God appeared. When Solomon loved God, he thanking God all that God has done for children of Israel. Guess what? God come to him in a dream, in a vision at night. Many of us miss opportunity, miss revelation, miss vision that God has given us. Especially during we all live right now, all kind of going on. If we don't know how big our God is, we will focus on our problem and we crying out, "Where are you, God?" He's right here. He's with us. He never leave us, forsake us. Look at this account in Solomon. I love this passage. Solomon started great. First King, chapter 3. Most of us know this story. This is when Solomon lost. Started loving the Lord, right? And all the house he built and sacrificed the Lord. This is 1 Kings chapter 3. When verse 3 says, and Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord. How he loved the Lord? Walking in the statue of his father David. And when Solomon loved the Lord, sacrificed to worship God, recognized thanking God, and he was praying, guess what happened? That night, God come to him in a dream. I study about Solomon. He did not have relationship with God like his father David. David never much not much mentioned about dreams with God, but Solomon dream. Last time I shared in Job chapter 33, verse 14 and 16, and God speak to us once, yet twice, but no one perceive it. And then when we fall into a deep sleep. And he come and open our ears and see the instruction. So this is what happened to Solomon when he sleep. God come to him, ask what you want. I give you everything. Because when we love God, when he love God, walk in the way of righteousness, loving the Lord, thanking him, instead of like his father, now he's the king, sitting in the throne. Who can judge all the people of God? And so touched God, even his question he asked God. God so pleased, and God granted him wisdom. We see how much wisdom he got. And if we look at all the blessing that God has given him, let's go over to King chapter 10. Because of that encounter, because of the encounter that Solomon has, 1 King chapter 10, okay, verse 23. This New King James. So King Solomon surpassed or greater than all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. Now all the earth, this is verse 24, sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. Because Solomon loved the Lord, recognizing God, the one that promoted him become a king instead of his father David. He so started his life with God, recognizing God as his source, recognizing he needed God. Who can judge all these people of God? He asked for wisdom, asked for understanding, discern right and wrong, good and evil. We see that this is classic example for us. The same thing with Joseph, recognizing God was with him. He thanking God in his life, I'm sure. And we see the thankful heart is really important. And we go in the new covenant. We see, who doesn't want to receive revelation? Who doesn't want to receive vision? The reason that we don't have fellowship with God. Now, fellowship, communicate, relationship start with thanksgiving. If I'm come with to you like saying all bad thing about I didn't appreciate what you're doing, I'm sure that you don't want to have relationship with me neither. I will feel awkward. So the same thing, God is searching for, looking for a relationship, looking for communication and in recognizing. And we see that Solomon got, even though he can't hear God during the day, but during the night, God still can come to him, talk to him, dream. I would like to have that. I tell you, there are many times God spoke to me in dreams and vision. I write it down and the thing that I need to do, even right now. I shared with you last time concerning investment. I have no clue. I did not know anything about investment. He spoke to me in dreams. And I'll tell you what, gonna be great. Later, I share with you some testimony when that thing come to pass. I am 100%, I'm secure. And I believe that's the truth. You see, right here. And I learned so many from the Bible, people that have encountered with God, whether with dream or word and things like that. There are also a word he spoke to me, confirming me the thing that he wanted me to do. And so many times, because we don't give God thanks, we miss the blessing of God. We miss the goodness of God, because this is God intended us to live as a child of God. Imagine your child never give thanks to you. So you want to bless that child? No. The grateful child, a humble, the one who give thanks is humble. We got to be humble our heart before God, because God is humble God. Okay, look at in New Testament, First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. This is another commandment God has given us, right? Pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. This is the will of God. If we don't know the will of God, this is one thing we can do. Give thanks. That's the will of God. We start from there. We will see God will speak to us all kinds of stuff, reveal to us, show us things to come. God recently showed me a guy that I never thought about it. He's a real, if I would say his name, you know it. Because so many bad things I heard about this man, people say, and God, I was praying about it. Guess what? God come to me in dream, spoke to me. He said, this is a good man. He want to do good for people. I'm like, wow, think about that. Secret. Let me show this. Let me show this. This amazing. You need to write this down, okay? I go a little bit maybe fast. So this is commandment, brothers and sisters. We need to carry it daily. The reason we are not promoted in our job, because we don't have a thankful heart. The reason we are not experiencing the blessing, the goodness of God about to give us, we the ones stop it. All unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God. We walk in unthankful is walk in sin. We walk in darkness. We walk in unrighteousness. Okay? This is in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, for us. Amen. We thank His grace. All our sin forgiven. That's alone is enough for us to get up every morning thanking God for salvation. It's a gift of righteousness. Does God want us to live, to walk by? Because thanksgiving is recognizing something we cannot do or we cannot help because of God's intervention, because of His goodness, because His favor, because He's the one doing it. I give God thanks because the Holy Spirit, because I'm here in US. I couldn't have a dream to live the life that I'm living right now if I stay in Vietnam. Not even close talking about the car that I drive. But I know that the day to come I'm going to be greater because I understand God. I understand we need to live a thankful heart. Let me show me another example. This is children of Israel. We go back in Old Covenant, right? Go back in Old Covenant. Let me show you this. This is amazing. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I start from verse 47. This is talking about children of Israel. Only 13 verses are blessed, and the rest is cursed. Okay, 28. Let me start from verse 47. I believe verse 47. Let me double check. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Verse 47, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyful or gladness of heart, abundant of everything, or with including thankful heart, therefore you shall serve your enemy, whom the Lord will send against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in need, in everything. Oh my goodness. He will put a yoke of iron on your neck until you has destroyed, until he has destroyed you. Look about all children of Israel, what they do. Complain, complain. They never serve the Lord with gladness. When we understand the power of a gratitude or thankful heart, to the reason God gave us things. Our Lord Jesus, when he prayed, before he prayed for Lazarus, he said, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. You see that? The confidence that our Lord Jesus has. Father, I thank you because you always hear me. We need to come to that realization. If we would carry that thankful heart, our Lord Jesus, before he eat, he give thanks. He's our example. I thank you, Father. You always hear me. Our Lord always hear us if we speak from our heart. Because he hears our heart, not our mouth sometimes. Because our mouth and our heart sometimes not line up with him, with ourselves too. So thankful heart is very important as a Christian, as a regular person. I know the person that I can trust or not by watching his mouth and his action. If there's no thankful heart, I have my staff with me. I know person I can trust. I know I can the person that really care for me because never say thank you. It doesn't matter how much good I did to this person, never give me thanks. Guess what? That person is proud, pride, not humble. A thankful heart causes us to humble. We recognize God is our source. We recognize. Now, to me, it doesn't bother me, but I cannot trust him. So many things God want to entrust with us, give us. But if we are not trustworthy, because stewardship requires management, whether finance, whether the grace, whether everything it calls, it requires secret information. And the secret of the Lord belongs to those who honor him. Thankful heart is honoring God. Put God first. Let me open that. I believe in Psalm chapter 25, verse 14. Okay, let me double check. Psalm chapter 25, verse 14. Psalm 25, 14. Psalm 25, 14. All right. I believe I'm correct. Here we go. Yes. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Hallelujah. So thankful heart, welcome our fellowship with the Lord. Welcome our fellowship with our Father. When we come before him with thankful heart, caught his attention. Okay, how about let me bring another scripture. Say, oh, let me bring another scripture. Oh man, it's so good. Malachi chapter 3. How about Malachi chapter 3? Everybody's scared when it's in Malachi chapter 3. How about verse 16? We don't go with verse 10. Then those who honor the Lord spoke to one another. Watch it. And the Lord listened and heard them. When we speak to one another, this is not every Christian. This is those who honor the Lord, our reverend Lord. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and meditate on his name. How you meditate on his name? Thanking God. One of meditation, thanking him. Father, I just thank you for your grace today. Thank you for your loving me. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for the heat. I don't have heat in Vietnam. Thank God. When I take a shower, Father, thank you, my shower. I'm clean because the water washing me. Thank you, I have to shower. When I have this house, my shower, I didn't have shower broken. So I waited 7 years to have shower. So I appreciate it. So if your guys is normal, maybe don't appreciate it. So to me, that's how I look at it. Every little thing. Do not despise small thing. So the word of God, like I lay out right here, mouthful the word. We need to pay attention to the heart of our Father. He's searching somebody. Someone who can he trust? The one with thankful heart. He want to give us secret. The secret, the Lord, with those who fear him. Just Solomon being given secret without asking. He didn't ask for it. Because why? Because God's so tight. I found out. I just keep praising God, and suddenly God gave me something more than I expected. Okay, let me give you one example. Recently, one day, when the guy come to me, we stopped at his shop. He said, "Jet." I said, "Yes, I just bought this car." I said, "Oh, that's an amazing car." I said, "How much you got it?" He said, "This, I want to take a drive first." So I took a drive with him, and it's an amazing car. I said, "This car, how much you get it?" He said, "$45,000." I said, "No way, you are lying to me." He said, "No, they're on sale, $45,000. I needed a car. That car used to be 67,000, 70,000, 45. I go grab it." I said, "Okay, I go grab one. It's so good." So my wife told me, "You better buy for yourself. You better choose a color you like, because Lexus I bought, I didn't like it. I thought I bought for my wife Daisy. She didn't like it. And make sure you like it." I said, "Sure." I bought the color I like. Guess what? When she drove one time, he said, "Honey, this car's so good." I said, "What? So good. I like it." I said, "Okay, yours." The Lord said to me, "Give it your wife." I'm the one buying the car that God given me, right? But when I saw Daisy like it, I said, "Okay." The Lord said to me, "Give it to her." My point is, when we have an attitude of thankful, of grateful heart to the Lord, He give us something that we don't deserve. Now we partner with heaven. Now we walk with heaven. Heaven culture, love, peace, joy, grateful, thankful. This is heaven. We are the children of God. And we should carry this daily. You watch and see your life change. I try this. I thanking even my customer used to be come to me. I remember years ago, she said, like, never give me a tip. She like just nicely. She's Christian. She loves the Lord. Yes, she just like doesn't understand. But I just keep loving her. Thank you for coming to see me. Thank you. She noticed one day something like, why this guy sound different? Now we start to have conversation. Guess what? She's been following me now like more than 8 years. This morning, the Lord said to me, time for you to bless her. So I'll bless her some great wisdom that I give her concerning investment. She'd been praying to the Lord, wanted to invest. She did not know how to invest. She asked me, and I said, "You pray about this, 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 this," and you ask the Lord. And this is the Lord been telling me to do. I don't ask you to do exactly what I'm doing, but you need to take this to the Lord. So she said, "Oh my goodness, the Lord just told me this morning what I should be doing investment." So, and she been changed. She gave me one time, she sold into my shop $100. She gave me $100. I'm like, wow, never happened before. Never happened. So, thankful heart can change people's life. If you're real, genuine, God will work that out. So, I see so many stories. I see God transform person. Just God come get their nails done. It's amazing, huh? It's not me. Holy Spirit will transform. So thankful heart is needed. It's commandment. So let's go for Psalm 103. This is also classic. Oh my goodness, it's so good, so good. Psalm 103. We all know this. I'm sure we know this, but sometimes we don't pay attention what written in there. And you know, this day and age, so information everywhere. So we don't really value the Word of God as we should. Otherwise, our life will be the same. So look at Samuel, 1 Samuel. Okay, let me go to 1 Samuel, and then I go back. Psalm 103, 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3. This is talking about Samuel, right? 1 Samuel chapter 3. I'm going everywhere, so bear with me. Okay, now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no vision in those days, no vision. Imagine you're living like no vision. There are periods of time, like about 400 years between new and old covenant. There's no prophet, nothing. Imagine we live that know the word of God. But now, like we turn on our phone, there's the word of God and our Bible. I have my Bible everywhere in my house, everywhere. I have up here, downstairs, wherever I sit, I want to have my word, the word of God with me. So we think we don't appreciate that. But look at in the day of Samuel, the day of Eli, the priest, there's no word of God, none. Until Samuel come on the scene. And I believe that God was searching for someone he can talk to, but Eli is busy with his priesthood and also did not honor God. You see that? He disqualified himself. He did not honor God. He honored his son above God. Therefore, his sin cannot be purged by sacrifice. See? Honoring God is how we honor God, start from thanking him. That's how we honor him. Start from thanking. You see that? That's serious. And Eli, there's no elder in his lineage, none. He lost his priesthood forever. All his children die. That's serious if we understand that without honoring. How it started with thankful heart. That's how we honor God, with thankful heart, with gratitude. Okay, goes to Psalm 103, and I will stop right there. So I hope good thing when I share, I'm the one getting the most. That's the good news. When you share something, like you get more than someone listen. That's how I feel it. I heard other preachers say the same thing. Okay, Psalm 103, one classic of thankful heart. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all within me. Bless his holy name. Sometimes we just like, oh Lord, please give me some more money. I want to pay for this bill. We focus too much on ourselves. It's time. I learned this. I learned from the Lord. The moment we focus on ourselves, heaven stop. All the pipe blessing, heaven stop. The moment we think about heaven, we think about like God thing. God love he gave. That's the heart of God. The moment we lose focus on ourselves, heaven is for us. The moment you think about, oh, what I'm going to do for the kingdom, what I'm going to do. Like my case, I thank God money and glory cannot buy me, but the grace of God kept me that way. I appreciate that. But I want to have a lot of money. I want to do for the kingdom of God. So the money is not for me, for the kingdom of God. So I pray, my prayer right now, I want to see more people saved. Recently, thank God, I had three people saved in this month. That to me, like sometime a year, I couldn't lead people, one person to the Lord. So one soul worth more than whole world. That's my goal. So I want to have money. I want to preach the gospel, get people saved. That's my. So I don't focus on myself anymore. Now I focus on the kingdom of God. Guess what? The moment I lose focus on myself, on my need, that's when the monies or the things start to come to me. Because the moment we focus on ourselves, heaven is not focusing on us. Heaven agenda is different. Heaven, when we focus on heaven pour into us. So a lot of vision God want to give to us because we're so busy consuming with our thought, our worry, our anxiety, we cannot receive it. It's time to release it to God. Father, I thank you. You give me vision. You dream. All things pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him call his glory. He call his glory here on earth. If God can bless the guy from Vietnam, got nothing from the US like me, and I'm sure soon I will come somebody. I don't want to say ahead of time and you say, oh, this guy is saying something arrogant. No, I know God is my father. I'm not in arrogant, but I know I'm be humble, receive what God told me. Before I'm like, oh, I'm not qualified. Anyhow, let me continue. Bless the Lord of my soul, all that within me, bless his holy name. So all within us sometime, like all stuff within us. The Lord want all within us, bless his holy name. Let the word of my mouth, meditation of my heart be said. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefit. Sometimes we forget it. We're human, but thanksgiving keep us remembering. Remembering things God did for us is take effort. I saw two guys live with me. One guy, I tell the story all the time. He doesn't like it. He said, I don't like America, blah, blah, blah. I said, man. If America is not a good place for you, there's no good place here on earth for you. I hope he changed his life. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy? Now, in the old covenant, not everybody can have mercy of God. Loving kindness. A lot of qualifications need to be met, but we thank God we're a new covenant. God love us. We'll satisfy Your mouth will do good things, so your youth is renewed like eagle. Psalm David. David know how to praise God. David, a man humble before God, a man after his own heart. Okay, look at verse 17. He said, this man know how to praise God, how to welcome heaven. The moment he praised God, verse 20, let me go to verse 20, okay? Verse 20. Bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, hearing the voice of his word. The moment we praise God, the moment we're thanking God, guess what? The angel gonna act on our behalf. Thank you, Lord, you are with me today. You go before me. You make crooked places straight. Thank you, Father. You never leave. See, the moment we say that, you step and call, you dry, God will clear out all your path. That's this is God showing. The moment we give thanks. Thank you, Father, you never leave me. Thank you, Father, the moment I am blessed going out. Thank you, Father, your word declared to me, I'm blessed going out, blessed coming in. The moment we step our car. Thank you, Father, your angels round us, as it is written, Psalm chapter 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamp all around those who fear him. You see that? When we give thanks, we welcome heaven, work on our behalf. When we don't give thanks, we live in unrighteousness. We will not participate with the kingdom of God. Matter of fact, we open the door of darkness in our side. So it looks like we walk two ways, but the Lord wants us to walk with walk in spirit, basically walk in heavenly realm instead of walking earthly realm. So I hope this help us to keep us in giving God thanks, keep us humble, thanking, giving thanks to the Lord, keep us humble. And the Lord, this is a commandment. It's not option, brothers and sisters. This is not option. Once a year or twice a week, we need to learn, practice daily. Because we were not born with this attitude. We are human, selfish. But now we have the Spirit of God. We want to honor God. But another way of giving God thanks, if we can pray in spirit all the time, I finish with this. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Okay, chapter 14. First Corinthians chapter 14. All right. This is when we pray in tongue. That means we give thanks well. Okay. Verse 17. All right. For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified. So talking about like when you pray in tongue, it's not edified the church, but we should pray in tongue at least 1 hour per day. I should do that more than that. So I heard that most people say minimum is 1 hour if we want to see the power of God move in our life. Because the more we pray in tongue, the more we give thanks to the Lord. That makes sense, right? I don't think you heard this before. Let me say that again. The more we pray in tongue, the more we give thanks to the Lord. The more we give thanks to the Lord, guess what? More heaven working with us. The more vision, dream and idea and skill and all kind of witty invention come to us when we pray in tongues. We release ourselves into the spirit realm. We tap into our inheritance when we pray in tongues because we give God thanks. The more we pray in tongues, the more we receive. Because the more we give thanks to the Lord, the more we receive from heaven. To me, like Thanksgiving, plus another classic example before I close. Mark 11, 24. This is my classic. I live by this verse all the time. Our Lord Jesus said this, very, very I say to you, but things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, you have it. Desire, not only. If we would walk according to Philippians chapter, from chapter 1 to chapter 4, give to the kingdom, give to the work of ministry, give to the gospel, live because the name of the Lord Jesus, verse 19, chapter 4, verse 19, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This is not for everybody, but those who participate in the kingdom of God. We give to the ministry of our Lord Jesus and give to the gospel and live for the name of the Lord Jesus. Those things are all our need are automatically met. But Jesus wants us to understand that we need to pray what we desire. What we desire. So we need to change our prayer. If we don't have any desire, God's not going to give to us. So in order to give, have more desire, more, right? We give thanks God more. God can give us some desire. But just as Solomon, he desired. He wanted to, how I can handle these people? God, I'm just a little child. We need to come to that attitude. He was thinking about it. And when God asked him, of course, abundant of heart, mouth speak, he spoke to the Lord that pleased him. We want to please our God. We want to walk in the kingdom. We cannot afford to walk two ways in this life. If we want to experience the blessing, the goodness of God, the financial freedom, the wealth transfer, everything people are talking about, but we have to participate. If we don't participate, I don't think we will experience. So one of the way we do it, we recognize God has also given him thanks. Learn to walk in humility, learn to walk with trusting God, with thanking God. Amen. Amen. I'm through.
Hey man, thank you, Jet.
You're welcome.